The House will proceed to the reconsideration of House Bill 1168 pursuant to the veto of the Governor and the veto message as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
Are there any remarks? Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, it is with some mixed emotions that I rise to speak to you about the Governor's veto message on House Bill 1168. I was the prime sponsor of that bill, and I feel very deeply about the concept contained within it. Yet I am going to ask you to sustain the Governor's veto with this proviso. It is my intention a little bit later today to ask you also to suspend the rules and introduce a new bill which speaks to the same subject. The subject is a study of the legislative article and related statutory provisions of the South Dakota Constitution. I think, as we have may recall, I think it's very important and timely that we begin doing this year. This concludes the first legislative term which term limits had in effect. And we have discussed internally in this body and amongst ourselves the effect of term limits on our deliberations. We've discussed a number of other issues that are of concern to us, which overwhelmingly is the feeling that we may have...
Please direct your attention to Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May have lost some of our authority in the 30 years since the executive and the judicial articles of the Constitution were revised in the early 1970s. The Governor of South Dakota does not object to our studying or even making changes to the legislative article. His concerns relate simply to the composition of the commission which would be established to do that. If you may remember, my original idea was to have a legislative study composed of members of this body and of the Senate. The state Senate felt that it should be a commission, and we fleshed that out to include 9 members of the legislature and 6 from the general public. The governor has suggested that we go back and look at our history in the original constitutional commission that was established in 1969. And looking at that, I think that is a better approach for us to take. It is broader based. It involves more citizens' input. It does involve appointments from other of the bodies, the judicial branch and the executive branch. And I think that at the end of the day, by taking that approach, that we will have a better study of our Constitution and its legislative articles and a better work product. So reluctantly, I would ask you to sustain the governor's veto, and then I would ask your support in suspending the rules early this afternoon for the introduction of that bill, and then you may dispose of it as you please. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further remarks? Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I rise to ask you to override the governor's veto. And the reason I ask you to do that is this very subject deals with legislative power vis-a-vis the executive branch. And it seems to me that if we're not going to use the power that we have now, studying the whole issue really becomes a moot point. You can have public input in 2 ways. You can have public input in terms of the membership of the commission that Representative Peterson has addressed and has said that he's going to address with the new bill, and you can have public input in terms of testimony before this commission. You can have it in terms of studies that perhaps have already been done, I don't know that, or studies that perhaps will be commissioned by this outfit from the various public institutions. There are a number of ways to get public input. But at the end of the day, I think it's important to understand that the people who will have the best understanding of the interplay between the executive and the legislative are people who either are currently serving or who have served, who understand that relationship. And people will have a pretty good idea of what is doable and not doable are the people who have been involved or are currently involved with that process. I understand the criticisms of the governor, but they can be addressed by the means of taking the public input. I do not think that we have to go through this process of suspending the rules and introducing a new bill to talk about what power we've given up or what power has been taken away when we have, in fact, before us right now the constitutional power and the constitutional charge to look at the veto and to decide whether or not to override it. It seems to me to be an excellent first step to override this veto and then to go forward with the proposed study. So I would urge you, with all due respect, to override the governor's veto now, and then we won't need a new bill.
Further remarks? Seeing none. The question for the House then is, shall House Bill 1168 pass, the veto of the governor notwithstanding? Those in favor of the bill will vote green as it currently exists. Those against the bill as it currently exists vote red. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Valandra and Van Etten. Van Norman, excuse me. Representatives Valandra and Van Norman. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk, please play the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 21, nays 46, absent 2, excused 1.
House Bill 1168, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost. The veto of the governor is sustained.